The National Immunisation Advisory Committee is expected to recommend the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine for those aged 50 and older, as well as for younger people if there's no other option available, and for those who live in hard-to-reach communities. We can speak now to Dr. Anne Moore, a vaccine immunology expert and senior lecturer in biochemistry and cell biology at University College Cork. Good morning, Dr. Moore.
Good morning.
What do you make of this likely recommendation by NIAC in relation to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
I think it's a good decision. It allows us the flexibility to immunise the people who are next in line, which is the over 60s. And that's going to take anywhere from, 4 to 6 weeks to get through that age cohort and then go down to the over 50. So, even though it's age limited at the moment, every day we're understanding more about these extremely rare side effects. And by the time we're ready to make a decision on going under 50s, we could understand these side effects much better and be able to roll it out to younger people as well. So I think even though the decision at the moment is a cutoff of over 50s, NIAC could revise that again and open it up depending on what we know about these rare events at that time. 6 weeks is a long time in COVID land.
It certainly is. And I suppose that's come to fruition when it comes to AstraZeneca, initially recommended for just the over 60 age group. But now we're expecting updated guidance in that regard, that now it can be used on the over 50. So based on that, it would give you hope that, as you say, down the line, Johnson & Johnson's use might be broadened here as well.
Exactly. Depending on the evidence and depending on what's best for safety and immunising people as quickly as we can.
And when it comes to the efficacy of the four vaccines that will now be in use here in Ireland, the Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccine, it has the lowest efficacy of around 70%. And if you compare that, for example, to Pfizer, or of around 95% for the two doses, would that give you any cause for concern at all?
Those efficacy numbers are from the clinical trials where the measurement was becoming virus positive, so being PCR positive with a nasopharyngeal swab. What we found out since then, since it's been rolled out into the community, is that all these vaccines are equally effective at preventing disease and preventing people ending up in hospital and dying. So even though those numbers are, they're very kind of early stage numbers at how many people have virus in their nose. And it is an important number, but at the moment it's really important to keep people out of hospital and keep them as well as possible. So almost think about it more as an endemic disease rather than being, virus positive and that's you in hospital. All these vaccines work equally as well at keeping you out of hospital and keeping you as healthy as possible.
Trials by the Centers for Disease Control of the United States showed just over 66% efficacy for the Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccine, but Moderna and Pfizer showed efficacy of over 80% for the first dose. So based on that, why do we need a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer when we're happy, or it's deemed sufficient, that one dose for Johnson & Johnson is okay?
I mean, eventually, again, it comes back to what we understand right now. The clinical trials for the RNA vaccines were done as a two-shot schedule. And that's the information that we know, and we know how much protection you have after two shots. Over time, again, if we have the data showing that one shot protects you for a significantly a long period of time, it may move to that. But at the moment, it is important to base our immunization schedule on the best evidence possible. And even though one dose does give you high levels of protection, it is important that we use it according to the indicated use, which is two shots. That could change over the summer as well. There's a lot of trials going on at the moment about duration of immunity, dose interval, and which dose is used in which vaccine is used in the second immunization. So there's still a lot that will change, and I think for the better at all times. And we need to be flexible in how we understand these vaccines. But they all four of them that are currently licensed, and there are more coming down the line, are equally good at keeping you out of hospital and keeping you from having severe disease or worse.
Indeed, and the fact now we will have four vaccines available in Ireland is to be welcomed. I wanted to speak with you as well about the variants that have emerged with regard to COVID-19 and the variants of concern, which at the moment seem to be the South African, the Brazilian and now the Indian variants. What do you make of the, I suppose, or would you have any concerns in relation to the efficacy of the vaccines going forward when it comes to these emerging variants?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone is concerned about these variants and whether the vaccines will be as effective against a newly emerging one. I think we'll have a much better understanding of that in the next few weeks. However, you know, these vaccines, they work through multiple mechanisms, both the two arms of the immune system, B cells and T cells. And we do know that the arm that isn't measured as much, which is the T cell arm, can provide a lot of cross protection against different different variants. The proof of the pudding will be in the next few weeks when we see if these variants are spreading across areas where people have been vaccinated. But we do need to get people vaccinated, and you have a much better chance of being protected against a virus or a viral variant if you have that initial immunity that comes from vaccination. So we'll see if these variants can overtake in the community. Hopefully they don't, and hopefully the immune system is strong enough in both arms to block it. But it is a concern for sure.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Anne Moore from the University College Cork, thank you very much for joining us on this morning's programme.